Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey babe, it's your bestie, Lala Kent. Welcome to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm so excited right this second because the Give Them Lala brand new tour, number one, is on and popping. Well, it's about to be. But Irvine is officially sold out. So if you don't have your tickets, you can't come. But you can come to Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando, Hotlanta, Nashville, New Orleans, Houston, Austin, and Dallas. I will catch you there. I can't wait to meet all of you guys. Jess, how was your weekend? How's your week been? All of the things.
Weekend was good. Week has been great. I just did a little early spring cleaning, so boring to talk about, but I want to know how your weekend was.
My weekend was actually great.
Okay.
Yes. I went to dinner with Katie and Stassi on Saturday.
Fun.
It was so much fun. And I like going to dinner with them because we dine like Europeans.
Okay. What does that mean?
Here's what I mean by that. It's a full-on experience. Mm-hmm. We sit down. We talk. We order our drinks. The waiter comes 15 different times and we're like, we haven't looked at the menu yet. Where, you know, it's a 4-hour experience. That's at dinner from 7:30 until 11:30. And the only reason we left was because the waiter came over and said, I'm letting you guys know that we're actually closed now.
Get and the
we
were fuck
like,
out.
Oh, I guess that we should leave. And my mom was like, what do you talk about for 4 hours? And I'm like, what do we not talk about?
Yeah.
No, we felt like we were in and just like that. We were in just like that.
You were. Because you have your like little drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. You're chatting. You're catching up.
Yes.
And that's the thing. Two of you have babies. I'm sure Katie's busy with a bunch of other stuff.
Right. There's so much to talk about.
There's so much to catch up on, too.
Right.
It's not like you see each other every single day.
No.
Oh, I think that's nice.
You know, we have like, it's like the little... We usually have the three of us every so often go to Polo Lounge.
Okay.
But I was like, I want to try something different. Mm-hmm. I want to try something different. You know, we went to Polo Lounge last time.
Yeah.
So we went to the Pendry Hotel. Mm-hmm. It's right on Sunset. Super cute. Very quaint. And we just like enjoyed ourselves.
That's fun.
You know?
Yeah.
So my weekend was actually amazing. I've started hiking, which is awesome.
So fun. Okay.
So fun. And my weekend was also really fun because my mom is fucking hilarious. So listen to this, Jess.
What?
My mom bought this cute little basket for my shower to keep all of my stuff organized. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's so nice. Thank you. And I said, can you grab that out of the basket? And I point at it.
Okay.
I said, I want to put it through the washer. It's my water pick.
Okay.
And she goes, a water pick? And I was like, yeah, for my teeth. And she goes, oh, I thought that's what you use to wash your vagina.
Stop. The water pick, like with the long, skinny neck.
I'm like, do you realize how thin that water squirter is? It's like a thin stream of very powerful water. And if I were to put that anywhere near my hoo-ha,
damage would be done and my IUD would be destroyed.
That's the funniest thing I ever heard.
No, she was like thinking I was going to put my cookie washer through the dishwasher.
She's like, oh, her vagina washer. Yeah. Let's just put this
why did you touch it? If you thought that. That's disgusting.
I love that.
No, so I'm sure she was put at ease.
And also how wild if she thought it was your vagina washer and then came upstairs and you were also using it in your mouth. She would be so confused.
Damn it.
What is going on?
That would have been really, really funny. I wish that would have happened.
That's funny. I love Lisa.
I love Lisa too.
That's hilarious.
So the other thing I want to talk about is how just a couple of these people on Instagram think that they found the mystery man that I went on a date with. And I looked at, I didn't look at Reddit, but someone sent me my friend thing. Yeah, they like send me things that like people are calling me out on. And everyone's like, on her podcast, she said she wasn't ready to date. She must not have been that into her ex. It's like, well, no shit. But
You Reddit writers are such a joy. Like, they're the ones that said I was up your ass further than a proctologist, which, listen, I laughed.
But don't say it again. No, they're definitely, if you can remove yourself and just focus on the work they put into the post,
right,
then it's funny.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not ready to, like, date like that. I think there's a huge difference between, like, going to dinner with someone in a group setting and like having fun.
Yeah.
And there's no end goal for it. I'm not dating just one person.
Yeah.
I went on my first group date with someone. It's nice to have like a little companion when all of your friends are like, let's go on a group date. Like, perfect. I'll bring someone. But I'm not dating just one person.
Right. You're not exclusive.
I'm not exclusive.
Yeah.
I just want to have fun. I don't want to be serious with anybody. And I feel super fulfilled in my life right now. I have a great friend circle. I have my brothers. I got my mama. I got my kid. Got you. I don't need anybody else. Anyone else who's coming in who might be a dude, it's just like a little filler.
Right. You're just having fun.
Yes.
You're just having fun. It's not that deep. You're doing your thing.
No.
And hanging out. And people like to be detectives. See, good for you for being able to deal with it. Because if that were me when I was single, I was just with one guy one weekend. And then I'm like, eh, then another guy the next.
Yeah, but that's what's fun about it. But then these, and yes, but then I see that like certain people are posting photos of my, who are my friends, who want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Like, please don't post my friends who just want to be like normal people.
Right.
Because Bravo fans, like they could solve every cold case in the entire world.
Bravo fans and Lisa Birmingham can solve every cold case that obviously Lala's mom.
Right.
Yeah.
They dig. And I'm like, these people don't want to be dug into.
Yeah.
If they wanted you to know who they were, they would be out and about. I would let you know who they were.
Right.
They just want to kick it.
Right.
Don't post them. All right.
Yeah.
And by the way, you got the wrong dude.
You got the wrong guy.
Good God. No PI checks for you. Oh, you wouldn't solve shit for me.
Come on.
Anyway, do we have any voicemails? There's my rant.
We do. That's good rant. Good
I'm
rant.
Excited to have James Kennedy on today.
James, you guys, I was sitting in the podcast area off to the side, and I've only met James once, and I've seen him on the show, so I've always been like, oh, yeah, he's funny. I was like dying. I was like hand over my mouth so I didn't. So I didn't laugh and like make it obvious that I was in the room on the recording. But funny. I'm so excited for you guys to hear this episode.
I know. So his segment, we pre-recorded his segment just earlier today. So Jess knows what what it's all about. And it was so funny. So I'm excited for you guys to hear him on the next segment. Ask or play some voicemails.
All right. Here we go.
Hi, Lala and Jess. My name's Chloe and I live in Atlanta. I know that Lala is coming here for her tour, and one of my girlfriends works at the venue that it's going to take place at, so we were discussing a custom Lala a mocktail in Lala's name that she can sip on while she's doing her appearance. So if you have any ideas, favorite flavors and colors and all the fun stuff, let us know.
Chloe, I mean, the fact that you're saying that you're going to name a mocktail after me for the show, I feel like this is a big decision. I need to think about names. Mm-hmm. I need to think about what I want it to look like. I'm into clear. I like my clear stuff, you know? I'm not trying to be sucking down a red drink or right. a blue drink. La, 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 la. Like, what did you eat? 1,000 Jolly Ranchers? When are you 12?
What did you drink when you were not sober? And then maybe we can get a mocktail.
I drank everything when I wasn't okay. sober. Well. But mostly I would drink vodka sodas. And that's why I always say... when I want to have like a mom joke, yeah. I say to the bartender, I'm like, can I have a virgin vodka soda? And they're like, so just soda. I'm like, you got it.
See, I think that's funny.
It is funny. It's a mom joke. But I'm going to think about something fun because I usually would have like a fun drink when mm-hmm. I was a drinker. And then I would switch to my vodka sodas because Lala go heavy in the paint.
Right.
You know?
Right. Do you like grapefruit? Because like soda water with a splash of fresh grapefruit juice, little splash of lime. It's like...
I like pineapple more than grapefruit.
Pineapple?
That sounds bomb, actually.
What? Pineapple, soda water?
Soda water, pineapple, lime, maybe a little tahini on the rim.
That sounds good.
My mouth is watering.
I think that should be the one.
Or anything with watermelon. That's also bomb. Oh my gosh.
So you're giving her options.
There we go. I told you I had to think about it. There you go. All right.
Surpriser.
What's our next voicemail?
All right.
Hey, Lala, it's Katie from Toronto, Canada. Love you. Love your podcast. Love everything that you're about these days. I wanted to ask you, because I know you haven't touched on this, about the man we no longer speak of, kids. I know that must be so hard for you to have to give up that relationship. So I wonder if there's any time that you're going to talk about that or you're going to leave that off the table for now. Anyway, love ya. Love all your stuff. Keep going, girl. You're amazing.
This is a question that is asked a lot. It's obviously very nuanced, and the whole situation is sad. And I just feel like I don't want to talk about it if the question is asked. I mean, I would prefer it not be asked at all, but this is the response that everyone's going to get. It's complicated. Moving on.
Hi, Lala. My name is Tori. Love the podcast. I'm calling to ask for some professional advice. I am about to be graduating in P school, and I'm going to be interviewing for jobs. And I feel like my biggest problem when I interview is my confidence. So I wanted to ask you what your recommendations are for just getting that Lala confidence before my interview. My interview is coming up here soon. You always walk in a room and just kind of take over, and I want to have that same feeling when I go. So help me out. Thanks.
Tori, first of all, congratulations. You're going to kill all of your interviews. I know it for a fact. I was also not confident in any way, shape, or like I had zero confidence.
You did?
For a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I got my confidence until I was probably 26.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really faked it until I made it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would walk into a room and it was like, I'll be damned if I'm going to let you think that I'm some scared, timid little person.
Right.
I felt like when I walked into a room, these people in the room were going to eat me for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
These people didn't give a fuck about me. Like, I always thought, like, all eyes are on me. Where when you're walking into your interview, Tori, all eyes are going to be on you. I think you should be kind. I think if you just put on, I think you should step into someone who isn't you. Like, Lauren is very different from Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren is very sweet. Lauren gets sad and cries. Lala is like here to show you like you've never seen a badder bitch. Okay?
Yeah.
I want Tori to do that. Even if she has to watch a lot of Vanderpump Rules and see Lala and say, don't say the fuck word in your interview. Don't talk about Cookie either. Be very professional. Be very sweet. You know what the job entails. You've got this. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is when you start to do that, there's going to be a day that you wake up and you're like, I'm the most confident motherfucker ever. You know?
Like you fake it.
It happens overnight.
Yeah.
Yes, you've conditioned yourself to be insecure, mm-hmm. or feeling like you're not good enough. So reverse it.
Yeah, that's smart. It's kind of like they tell you to smile when you're feeling really, really down. Force a smile on your face and it's going to feel so weird, but force it. And then it tricks your like brain or your senses into thinking like, oh, she's happy. And then eventually it helps.
Yes. And like before you go into your interview, you give yourself a pep talk. You've got this. And if you don't get the job, their loss.
Yeah, it wasn't meant
your loss.
Right.
You know, that's what my mom always told me. I'd be like, they don't want to be my friend. She'd be like, their loss. Let's get your nails done. You know?
I love that.
And I want you, Tori, to only allow yourself 10 minutes after any interview you go on, 10 minutes to obsess over every detail, and then you throw it in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the time. So you can say, after my interview, I'm going to call my mom to obsess. I'm going to call my best friend to obsess. But you only have 10 minutes. And then you put it in the trash.
Did you learn that for auditions?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've heard that.
Yes.
And that helps. That applies to interviews. And also, Tori, I've heard this through some of my friends who've auditioned for things. Feel your feet on the ground, because you walk in. There's so many times you walk in for like an audition or an interview and then you walk out and you're like, holy shit, what just happened? Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything at all. So you walk in, you take a moment to like wiggle your toes. It like brings yourself back in your body. Like, okay, I'm here. And also don't be afraid to pause before answering questions. I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Because it's a sign of intelligence. It's not an awkward, like it's not going to be awkward. So many people think, oh, the faster I answer this question, the like smarter and more prepared I am. But if you take a little pause before you answer to give a thought out response, that's a sign. The pause is a sign of intelligence.
And I think asking questions, like if they're right. asking you questions and you're like not understanding, I mm-hmm. think it's totally fine to say, can you explain, like in order to give a well thought out answer.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Right.
You're a human being. You're not a robot.
Right.
I love what you said, though. Someone told me this like a few months ago. Keep your head where your feet are.
Yeah. Yes.
I was like,
grounds you.
Whoa. Profound. And you guys, I love when you call in, but there is some technical difficulty happening with the old phone number. So please continue to call in. But the new number is 424-255-9131. You can also see the phone number on Give Them Lala Podcast on Instagram. When we come back, we have one of my most favorite humans, DJ James Kennedy.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/lala. and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
We're back with the Give Them Lala podcast, and I have my incredible friend who, by the way, hates podcasts. I literally had to, like, bitch slap his Johnny Neutron hair to be here.
Jimmy Neutron is the name, first of all, and I'm going for more of a Johnny Bravo vibe, okay? What the hell?
It is Jimmy Neutron.
What did you call it? Joey Neutron? What is this? The fucking
Johnny
called it, version? All
right, no, I called it Johnny. Jimmy Neutron. But you're here.
Good old Jimmy. I'm sure everyone can tell who the hell this is right now, but if you don't, it's James Kennedy in the mix.
Yeah, it's James fucking Kennedy. DJ James Kennedy.
What's up, Lala? I miss you.
I miss you too.
Yeah.
We're here.
Shit.
Both single, which is
Oh my God. What
is how weird.
We slipped into the other dimension, didn't we? It was like a quick...
We literally got into relationships at the same time. We then had issues with each other's significant others. And then we literally came to the conclusion like, I'm good on this at the same time.
Pretty much.
We're so in sync.
Yeah. We always have been, though, I feel like.
Do you think people want to see you and me together, James?
Yes. You should go to my Instagram and read all the comments. It's like, you guys are soulmates. You guys are meant to be together.
Because we're both crazy, you think?
Honestly, maybe. I mean, like, look, I think that you could say the word crazy, you could say whatever, but I've come to the conclusion that you just, you know, I'm just myself. Do you know what I mean?
And passionate.
I just want to be, oh, I'm so passionate. You know, I'm passionate about so much in life. And yeah, I don't know. Call us crazy, call us whatever you want. I mean, I don't know. We've definitely got good chemistry, I would say, and like, you know, that whole thing, but whatever.
Well, because we made great television together.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that too. Shit. I'm like so jittery. I've just drank a venti, so venti triple espresso, so fucking hell. Am I allowed to swear on this thing?
Yeah, we swear on this thing.
This isn't no Andy Cohen on Live Watch What Happens, is it?
When they played that, when we did Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, let's go way back. Let's take it back.
Let's go. So the point of having you on the podcast, number one, is I love and adore you, even though you have said fucked up shit, which I can now ass off. Can I tell you, I won't even lie.
Right. You know what? It's like when all things the stuff were, I've ever said.
Was
actually,
true.
Actually, no.
I'm not was true.
Say, no, I'm not going to say that. There's parts to. Oh, no, I have said some fucked up stuff. But like also, I have said a lot of truth.
You know, it was all truth.
A lot of people have said, I've said a lot of truth. So
you only speak truth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although back then,
yeah,
we're going to dig into it. Like the whole reason I have you on is because number one, I love you. You're my dude.
Me too.
And two, I want to go back in the day when Lala and James first stepped on the scene together.
Sheesh.
And here's why. Because we made excellent television, and now when we look back on it, we can be like, okay, it was funny. In the moment, like you and I watching it back was mortifying. But you actually were the one who, you were like, I actually don't care. Like there were so many moments that we'd go off on people and I'd come to you the next day and be like, we really overdid it.
Well, I was so young back then in the beginning. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I was young and like I was so fresh like in the scene. I really wanted to just be like, you know, myself, but I also knew you know, what I wanted to see on reality TV. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying the truth. Like, yeah. I knew what it took to, like, create something crazy or whatever you want to call it. We would come in guns blazing. Do you know what I mean? Every scene, every day. Do you know what I mean? And yes. It was just natural. We didn't plan this. Just how we were, how we were living. We were just out here having fun. And, you know, at the time, thinking we were living to the fullest. And
we were.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we fucking were, yeah. Like,
season four...
Oh my God.
Was the most fun I think I've ever had in my whole life.
Damn.
Like going out with you, making out just randomly, like shoving our tongues down each other's throats, getting super fucked up, waking up, going to Ralph's and getting fried chicken to cure the hangover, and then repeat.
Classic.
We lived the dream.
So much fun.
So when you go back to like that time in our lives.
Yeah.
Actually, all of our moments together. What moments do you think are iconic? Obviously, the pasta.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many iconic moments. I think that were when we went to Hawaii, you know, and, like, I was still just chasing Lala. And, like, I couldn't quite, like, you know what I mean? I haven't sealed the deal yet. Like, I was just so, like, obsessed, honestly. And, like, thinking back, like, wow, like, it's crazy.
I think thinking back, you realize you're still obsessed.
Still obsessed?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be something, I think. But, yeah. Back in the day,
it was crazy, Lala.
Do you remember all the little shows that I would do in, like, DJ? And I was like, you got to come see me. Like,
just and I did.
Yeah. Obviously, it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. And when we went to Hawaii, do you remember you tried to crawl in my bed?
Oh, my God. And you were Tell me more. I don't remember this. I don't remember. Tell me.
It was me, you, Faith and Max.
Oh yeah.
And we were in my hotel room. Everyone was mean to me. They had just bullied me because Jax was telling me that I was making it up that he had hit on me. Do you remember? I had taken my top off at the waterfall.
Oh well. Okay. I didn't go to the waterfall.
No, you didn't. You missed out. My tits were like grade A in season four.
No, but you know, well, I saw your tits that year. Okay.
I think everyone did.
But not at the waterfall. And I was pissed off. Jax, like, stopped me from going to that, by the way.
He did?
Prick. Yeah. But
We were not wanted on that trip.
Yeah. He did not want James Kennedy on that trip.
No. We go back after I'm sobbing and you guys come to check in on me and you would not get out of my bed.
But then I swear every time I tried to leave the room though, you'd be like, stay.
Yeah, because I wanted you to stay.
Right. Okay, cool.
That's why it gets so confusing because it was like she's making out with this dude. Never wants him to go home. But like, please don't touch the cookie.
Right.
The cookie was on.
It was off limits.
Until I shoved Kristen to the ground in the finale. And then it was like, I guess you've earned it.
Wow. That finale night. What a fucking night. Dude, I'm sorry. Like, I'm getting flashbacks right now. I haven't thought of any of this in so long. Like, that night. Oh, my God. You were wearing that white dress with your hair up.
I looked like a drunk shih tzu.
That night, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to Stassi's old apartment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That was Stassi's old apartment.
And now I just have a baby.
Well, it's been so long. So you flash forward. I mean, we're really taking it back. Like, this is how many years ago now? Like, half a decade.
Yeah, I think, what are we, season...
4 to 5 is 9, so that's 5 years, yeah. So.
Well, this is what I want to take you back to. Big Bear.
I love going through these memories. Oh, shit, the Big Bear. All right.
Big Bear.
This is an emotional one for me.
Wait, tell me why.
Well, you know, I was with Raquel, wasn't I?
Yeah.
But, like, I was still...
The only season that you and I have not been in a relationship was season four.
Right. Which blows my mind. But, yeah, it's crazy. Time flood. Like, how we are right now today, after going through all of that, with, like, most of the time being not together. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, out of the 5 years, it was just 1 year of us, like, flirting and stuff,
right?
And then you got like serious with Randall, I got serious with Raquel, and then it's like we just kind of maintained our friendship kind of thing.
Yeah, well,
in a sense,
I probably then in Big Bear I should have listened to.
Oh,
you.
Oh yeah, okay, so Big Bear, right?
Was
so
Big
remind
Bear...
me where who we were with and all that.
Oh my God, James, were you that slammed?
Honestly,
I'm so jealous. Yeah. Yes, Big Bear. I can't remember if it was before or after the pasta incident. Either way, I should have listened to you about in the pasta scene and in Big Bear.
Oh, shit. The I told you so moment.
Yes, because...
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Yeah. But wait, Big Bear, tell me more. Remember,
Big Bear, you were
waiting love to you outside.
In front of your girlfriend at the time.
Well, I was confused at the time and I was drunk. And like, I think Tom gave me some mushrooms.
So it wasn't even real how you felt?
And what? No, I mean, parts of it must have been real, yeah. And like, when I said I loved you, it was more of like a, like, I have so much love for you. And I just don't want you to, like, you know, I don't know, do something that you're going to regret or be with someone that isn't going to treat you right. Or I don't know what I was thinking, but it was deep. It was fucking deep.
It was deep. And I watched this scene the other day and you like...
And even when I was wasted, like, everything I said was always like pretty deep.
No, yes, you're very deep, James.
Anyway.
James runs deep.
Okay.
We're sitting outside and you had just told me you didn't want to be my friend. You were like giving me whiplash because it was like you would hug me and then be like, I don't want to be your friend.
And I hated that. Like, I hated that up and down, like, seesaw vibe I got sometimes when I got fucked up. It was like, if you're cool with me and we're good, then I'm good. But then if there's any slight anything I sense, then it's back. And like, I would mentally go from being good to not being good. Like, that's just how it was. And like, you know, with cameras around and fucking all the booze and everyone is literally creating drama. It's like a cauldron of just like my God. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think I honestly handled it pretty well considering
you forget that there's a camera there,
right?
And I watch it happen.
I never even thought about the camera. I swear, the first, like, from season 3 to 4 to 5, 6, I mean, until I really actually stopped drinking, I didn't even think there was a camera.
Honestly. But even now, this season, I watch you and just like the way that you move and like you can see you blush in moments. You can see like vein, like you really don't realize there's a camera there. Like me, even though I'm used to the camera, I'm used to it being there.
Right.
But I still know it's there. You know, like I do my angles. I'm like, all right, the right side is better because the nose tips to the left. Nose looks smaller this
damn,
way.
Damn. I swear, like, if I did all that stuff and like, and I would like try to make myself look like good all the time.
You're pretty symmetrical, so you don't need to worry about sides. But in Big Bear, we go outside so that you can decompress. Just the two of us. You get down on your knees and you're like, you have to understand something, Lala. I think it was two.
Right. You say so beg mode. I was in fucking beg mode.
No, it was more of like, I'm trying to get you to understand something, Lala. Like, this is what I'm like, you need to hear me. Right. And I wish, looking back with where I am now, I wish I would have picked up on what you were putting down. You said,
how could you have though?
You said, you have to understand something, Lala. I loved you. And I have a negative view of that man because he put the one I love in danger. Okay? You said that. And now, here I am, you know, almost 6 years later, looking back on that moment and it's like, I was in danger.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I was in danger. Like, it makes my heart pound.
Fucking hell.
Thinking of a home that... was that you, like, how could you see it? How could all these people see it from the outside? But me living in it, I felt that it was so safe.
Lala,
and I was in the most dangerous position that I could possibly put myself in.
Damn.
Yeah, damn.
I mean, back then it was a sense of, you know, look, how many people do you connect with in life? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the night you walked into Surf for the first time, like, we connected, right? We had a connection. It was like make out city and like we were having so much fun. And like, that doesn't happen to just all, like, for all these people. Like, we were obsessed with each other, like, every day hanging out and stuff like that. So you have to understand, like, there was definitely like something there. And I feel like, you know, when Randall did come around, right, in the beginning, like, we were still sneaking around a little bit, having fun, and like, we were sunbathing by the Palazzo in the pool. And I remember, like, you know, you would like hide Randall from me sometimes, and then Randall would like show up and he'd be like hiding behind the bush or something, like something freaky,
right?
And that is not normal.
I know,
but to me back then, I mean, what was normal? I mean, I was so young, like I was probably like 23. Holy shit, like I was a baby.
Yeah, we were,
and
babies.
Randall was not a fucking baby,
you know. If you're a good human being, I'll defend you. I won't allow people to come for you. The second that you're not, let the motherfucking dogs out.
What he did to you, obviously, you know what I think about it, but it's just completely...
Many people, not just
everyone.
Not just me.
If there's anyone left on his side, honestly, it's like, you're cut off in my life as well, because it's just be like that, you know?
It just be like that. How did you feel this season?
Oh my God. Wait, let's go back to what we were talking about for a second.
Tell me.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about Big Bear.
Oh yeah, the Big Bear thing. Oh yeah, we could pass Big Bear. We know. Like, yeah, that was just a moment of like, you know, but then also like, I was kind of like, I was obviously fucked up. So it was like, how could you know? How could you listen to me type thing? You can't think like, damn, I should have listened or it should have been like that. Like everything in life obviously happens for a reason. And but yeah, I mean like there were moments where it was like, Jesus, part of my anger and the passion that would come out when I would talk about Randall, right? And what led to the pasta moment, you know, with Logan there and everything. Like, you know, we were having some shots and stuff. And then it's some. Like, yeah, you want to bring up some. That. You want to bring up that guy right now that's always making me look like a bad person.
Yeah.
And I'm just fucking James Kennedy. I'm 23-year-old, 24-year-old fucking London boy DJ just getting it in LA. I'm innocent. I'm having a good fucking time. I'm playing music to people and making out with hot girls. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Okay.
No.
Meanwhile, this guy was apparently doing a lot of shit wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, right. And how fucking frustrating for me with the girl that I thought was everything, right? Now looking at me like I was nothing. And, you know, that passion, that what spark, what we had completely out the door. You know, damn, it was intense. And like, obviously, with the booze, I'm going to fucking fire up, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, that's what led to the pasta moment and whatever fight after came after that. I mean, I don't think we talked for like 2 weeks after that pasta fight or whatever.
So. That's actually not true.
Oh, really? We made up? Oh, how did that day go? Because I really don't remember.
Well, let's tell people how that day went.
Yeah.
You said all of those... At the time, I thought mean things. Now I just think they're really funny things.
And we made up and we went out? Or what did we do?
Yeah, so... Yeah. So the pasta really was... You
it was pasta. It was fucking pasta because you ate Raquel's spaghetti at Sir.
Because we all got stoned out of our minds, including Raquel, and she left the pasta for an hour.
Joke. It was the joke is the fact that you actually remembered that when we were fucking at lunch with Logan, you actually brought it up out of nowhere when I made it a big deal that night and you flicked it off your shoulder. Like
yeah.
Like, so that was like...
Stoner brain.
But honestly, I wasn't even mad about the pasta. It wasn't about Randall and fucking him pissing me off and getting me livid.
There we go. That's exactly what I thought it was. So then after I leave, right... I get in my Uber, you text me, and you suave me with your James Kennedy-ness. I have the Uber turn around, and we go to the bar next door and continue drinking.
Nice.
Do you remember that fucking dive bar? No one in there except one guy who clearly did not have a job or anything else.
Right.
And we joined him.
Had some good stories to tell, didn't he, though?
He did have great stories.
He was like classic. Like.
Classic. Day drinker.
We would always make a good time out of like whatever we were doing.
No, we had the best time ever. So on that note, we're going to cut to a short break and then we're back with my ride or die DJ, James Kennedy.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Bleav Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
We're back. How did you feel about this season?
Oh my God.
Don't be a square, James.
That question bores me. I don't want to answer.
It's because
like, how do you think I fucking feel about this
I don't
season?
Know. That's why I'm fucking asking.
All right, that's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. All right, look.
Just like if you asked me how I feel, I don't expect you to know.
I can't just answer it without like the detail. Like Vanderpump Rules for me has been such a significant part of my life. I've grown up on this fucking show. And like the person that I've become from when I started it to now is just crazy. Like I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I still have so much yet to accomplish and grow and do, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? And as every day goes by, like you don't see the hurdles that you cross and everything. But as the whole, then I wonder how the hell did I get this far already?
Right.
All of us on our journey. Anyway, so with this season, okay, You know, I've accomplished a lot this year, and, you know, I went through a lot, and a lot fucking happened, you know. I thought I was getting married, and got engaged on the season, and, like, everything was happening, and it's just, yeah, I mean, look, from where I was even the day of the reunion, I'm definitely in a much better place now. You know, I've had a lot of time to think. I went back to England, I visited my roots, you know what I mean?
You are grounded again?
Yeah. I definitely, well, I always like to stay grounded, you know. I'm not up in the air and, like, I'm not fucking partying and shit. So, you know, it was hard. Like, Raquel fucking, we broke up on December 3rd or something. Then we filmed the reunion the very next day. We came out with the truth. And then it was, you know, like, Christmas came up. Like, I spent Christmas alone, Christmas Day, because my mom and my brother had COVID. Like, so I couldn't even go to their house. Like, I was like,
oh, James, you could have come to my house.
I just didn't know what to do, Lala. I didn't call anyone. Like, it was just, like, fucking a very depressing time for me. And I just had to get through it. And honestly, I didn't drink on Christmas. Like, I got through New Year's, like, Raquel and I's anniversary, right? New Year's Eve. It's the biggest DJ fucking night of the year for me. I'm making the most money I do any other night. So obviously I still have to be out there professional, doing my job, playing all the songs that I heard this year. That
right.
Everything to me.
Yeah.
All the songs that I thought I was going to play at my wedding. Like, look, I've fucking gone through the fucking ringer. And like, honestly, I fucking got through it. Like, I'm on the other side. I'm smiling. And, you know, I'm living good. Like, I don't want to give too much away of what I'm doing in my life right now, but I'm on a great track. Like,
that's true. I know what you've been doing, and you're definitely on a great track. Yeah. When you think about this season, because
So this season, I mean, look, everything happens for a reason. I have no regrets. You know, I really have no regrets on anything.
Even, and I didn't mean to ask this question to take you dark or deep.
No, this isn't dark or deep. You know, okay. This is like almost like therapy with you, honestly. And it's just like, and like, even when before the podcast, I always say, like, I'm not going to say anything or do anything. But it's like, honestly, I'm just being myself, and I have to just be truthful to myself. And, you know,
like, I couldn't watch this season. I had to, like, binge watch it.
Oh my God, I couldn't imagine for you.
Before,
yeah, like, fuck that.
But I'm sure it was the same for you. You get, well, not actually bad, not, though. Not at all, bad. Because yours happened at the reunion, so we had already seen the season.
Yeah, but even watching it back, like, Raquel and I's breakup was much less traumatic than yours, right? Like, you just have to realize that. Like, me and Raquel.
Well, there was no closure with mine.
Right, exactly. That's what,
you know,
I'm saying.
Like,
it was more like, yeah, we just.
You know, you
married,
you had
anymore,
a
are we? Like, no, we're not.
And no, you had a conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, with how mine happened, zero closure, and there has yet to be any type of conversation. And to me, there doesn't need to be a conversation, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. when you lose trust in everything that someone says, mm-hmm. why would I need to talk to you? Because I've been lied to enough. Right. So now I'm going to put myself in a situation where I can open myself up to more lies. Like, you had a very grown up, like, separation.
Yeah, and I hear that a lot. But, like, then to answer the question as a whole, like, the season was good. Do you know what I mean? I do miss, like, parts of the old Vanderpump, right? When we were crazy, when we were young, like, having fun and da-da-da. And you know what? At the end of the day, like, I'm still a fucking, like, DJ. I'm still out here, like, party boy. Like you know what I mean? I don't want to fucking, like, I want to bring back, like, honestly, next year, I know another season's most likely going to happen.
You think so?
Nothing's confirmed yet. No, nothing's confirmed yet. But, like, you know, what, we're going to stop on 9 before a decade of hits?
Nah. That's true. And so much has happened in everyone's lives since we filmed that.
Yeah, I just want to have some fun this year, honestly, and just... You know, stop caring so fucking much about what everything... Like, you know what I mean? Like, when did James Kennedy start caring about what people think? Like, and I'm not saying I even do right now, but I've definitely... I had to for a minute. That's what I'm saying. With the relationship with quitting booze and everything, you know, it's like that mentality has kind of, like, matured me a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I spend my time doing other things other than, like, drinking. So it's like, because I'm sober, it's like I'm fucking, like, working out a lot more. And then I'm thinking, what can I do with my brain and my life to better everything, mm-hmm. every moment? And, like, yeah, it's a lot of work. But at the same time, I'm very blessed. Like, I'm living in Los Angeles. Like, the weather, the lifestyle. You know, I have a beautiful apartment again. And, like, I have a sick car. Do you know what I mean? I'm very blessed. Like, I shouldn't be down in the dumps about anything that's happening in my life.
No, but you're still human. And I think it's okay to have those moments. The fact, yeah. I think the part that you have to focus on is the fact that you pull yourself out of them.
100%. And I spent, like I said, like a month alone in my new apartment, just thinking. Went to London with my brother at the end of that month. It was January 1st through the 6th, you know, came back. And I felt honestly like a new
man. Do you
man.
Say 6th?
6th.
That is so crazy. Is that English?
You used to say that.
6th.
Yeah, 6th.
Is that English?
Yeah,
is that an English
London accent?
The London boy. I think you should, if we get another season, I think you should blow it out the ass. Right. You're young.
Right, right, exactly.
You're good looking. You don't have children. Right. You're single.
Oh, thanks.
Go live your best life. And can I tell you?
Yeah.
When you lose your mind on people, by the way, you're making sense.
Right.
Everything you're saying makes sense. It's just that you go from 0 to 100, which I do too. That's why I'm telling you. Like,
yes.
Because in my mind, I make more sense than everybody.
Right.
Do I make more sense than everybody, Jess? I think we make all the sense.
100%. I mean, I don't really say stuff that I don't think, you know. And honestly, this year I think I was pretty contained. There was a few moments that I lost my like nut on someone, you know. Don't want to go into it, but I mean,
you've gone into everything.
There's
else.
A lot of comments on my Instagram that agree rather than disagree. I'm
well,
just
yes,
say that
you and
part,
me both.
Okay?
Yes, you and me both.
Yeah. So like, I give a shit, and like honestly, I don't like I'm not even on fucking Instagram reading that shit. I'm so over it. Like this year is all about just like reconnecting with Mother Earth, like JK living to his best, highest potential, making hits, DJing as much as I can, living my best fucking life. Do you know what I mean? And making out with a bunch of girls.
Obviously.
Fuck it, I'm going to have a lot of fun this year. Like, I'm not really fucking trying to, like...
And making out with a bunch of girls.
I am a lover, and it's like, I'm not a fighter. Do you know? So it's like, when I do meet someone, I am kind of only into them.
I know.
Because
that's
the sexy thing about it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I might not be into you like in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, right? But for that moment, like, I don't want to make out with another girl. Like, I just want you.
Right.
That's how we were, by the way.
Yeah.
And like,
no,
that's how
I
still am with girls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might be seeing someone kind of right now. I might not.
Is it the one on the Instagram holding the hand?
Huh? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to show you a picture. Then I just want to get your vocal reaction.
Okay. Show me a picture.
Do you really want to see it?
Yes, obviously.
Well, my phone's broken though, but is this cute or what?
Oh, she's very pretty, James.
You know I like the pretty girls.
Yeah, you love beautiful women, obviously. Obviously.
You love beautiful women.
You do. All the girls that I've seen are very beautiful. Do you have a picture of her full face?
Yeah.
Can I say what that's a picture of or no?
Yeah.
Of you kissing her?
Yeah.
All right, that's a picture of James kissing her, but I want to see full face of hers.
Okay,
obviously.
Okay. She's not like big on Instagram and all that stuff.
I made out for the first time.
Oh, what?
I made out for the first time in probably years.
What the fuck?
In years, James.
Holy
shit. I know that's shocking.
Wait, in years?
Yeah, I'm funny with people's mouths. You have to have like a clean mouth if I'm going to make out with you. She's so cute. Yep. Aww, yeah. I'm so happy for you. Where'd you meet her?
At a show, Tom Sandoval's Most Extra show where I DJed. I DJed after the band, you know?
Yeah.
It was in...
Wait, at the Canyon?
At Gore Hills in the Canyon, yeah.
Wow.
Random.
She a fan?
Well, I don't know. Look, here
she
it is.
She a fan.
Here
if she's at Tom Sandoval's show, she a fan.
Yeah, well, look, she was with her friends that were fans. They're in, like, the business, you know? I mean, one of them works at...
They're always friends of the fans.
All right, and you know what? Who fucking isn't a fan of Vanderpump Rules? The fucking
Amen!
Best show. The
Amen!
Best show. The sexiest fucking show, right? Like, I'm sorry, who isn't a fan of Vanderpump Rules? Like, every single person I meet is like, oh, yeah, but I don't watch. It's like, yeah, but you do.
But you know it, and that's good enough for me.
Oh, you know it. That's damn right. Like, your mom watches, though, doesn't she? Your mom watches. Right. Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
someone does.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good enough for me, though, when people are like, oh, I know that show.
And look,
I've never seen it.
I'm not scared
fine.
Of fans. I don't know what everyone's fucking... I don't see what everyone's obsession is with Don't Date a Fan and stuff. It's like, oh, okay, because you're doing so much in your fucking life. At one point, I'm a fan of someone else. Do you know what I mean? Like, who am I to say, like, oh, I'm not going to date a fucking fan? Like... You know, I hate that. I would date all the fans. You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
It's different for me because we have more of a female.
Yeah, girls to guys, it might be a little bit different. Then
and
the
only guys
up.
That are watching the show usually are watching because their wife or girlfriend watches.
I see that.
You know, so most.
Way to point out the female-male difference in that whole situation. Because there is one.
No,
there
you're lucky. You're right. Lucky. Yeah. Or else I'd be bagging these bros left and fucking right.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
You know,
right? Oh, yeah.
But a 6'7" NBA player is not like huge fan, you know?
Right. Yeah,
it's like, what do you do? What
exactly? Yeah. And plus girls like to date up as well, do you know what I mean? Like further for guys, like I don't think guys are like, oh, I want to date a girl that's like famous and blah blah blah.
I don't think that
like,
way.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah, like,
I just want to know that when the person I'm dating when he leaves the house isn't like banging anything that walks. You know? That's what I would like. That's what I would like. The bar is very low for anybody. Looks-wise, personality-wise. Looks-wise,
no, Lala, it shouldn't be. Your bar should be fucking high up. What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, like, you don't have to compete with the ex in any way, shape, or form. What do you mean compete
with the ex? I lost you.
You? Your ex is fine.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I know. So any girl that you're dating is going to be like, Raquel, he was engaged. She's beautiful. She's sweet. Like, anyone that I'm dating now is not going to be like very intimidated, you know? Like, nobody.
I see your point.
Nobody.
No, no. Nah.
So that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess if you look at it like that, but yeah.
That's how I think most people look at it.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I mean, for me, it's just like, you know, I'm not even thinking about the past. I'm living in the future.
I'm going to live in the future with you.
Yeah, it's hot.
All right, so let's say we get a phone call. Let's just say, hypothetically,
yeah,
you're picked up for season 10, y'all.
When we get that phone call, but yeah.
I love that. When we get the phone call, put it into the universe. What do you expect James Kennedy to be like in a new season?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I mean, okay, so I've got a lot of great releases coming out this year. I'm going to be DJing a lot. I think I'm going to be like more of a matured 30-year-old. I'm 30 now, Lala. Like, wow, I'm not in my 20s anymore.
Yeah, you're grown.
So, you know, I feel like my brain, I think they say also like the male brain completely like in, it clicks, like it matures completely at 30. And it actually happens for women earlier. I think the age is 26 for girls.
Okay,
that could would be make wrong. I could be wrong, but look it up, tell me later.
Yeah.
But like, so this is going to be that year for me. I already feel more mature, but like every day that goes on after your birthday, you know, you start feeling that
different. Yeah,
it's like I don't feel 29 anymore, but I don't also feel like that 30-year-old man yet,
right? I am 30. You're in like a good space.
I'm headed up. It's like it's a ride, do you know what I mean? Like a rocket ship. So I'm headed there, and that's where we're gonna be summertime, mid-year. I mean, I'm gonna be at my best. I think I'm going to be in the best shape I've ever been. You know, I'm working out every single day. I can't wait to show off my six pack this year.
Oh, big, big vibes.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I don't have a six pack this summer where, like, you want to, like, wash your clothes off it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to show off.
Call me a liar at this point.
I'm going to show off my new tits season 10.
You're getting new tits.
I'm getting new tits.
Holy shit.
I know.
I want to see.
So happy for me. I'm weaning my little baby off the boobies.
Oh, wow.
You know, they're more of a breastfeeding
and stuff.
You know, she doesn't use my fun bags for meals anymore. It's more of just like a comfort at night. So like the milk is like, I used to have, my boobs this season were massive. And I loved.
I tried not to stare, obviously. You know, I wasn't an engaged man. So I was just like trying to like, but like, it was hard not to, Lala. It
well, because
like
they were
night,
always.
Hi. I was like, hello. I think I literally used to say hello like that every scene and be like, hi, Lala. No.
Your face is red. My face is red. No, I want new boobies because I just do. I just do.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
so
yeah.
That's what I'm going to show off this season.
This year is all about
if we
doing
get another season.
And you know what I mean? Like in whatever that is.
Will you bring this girl on the show if you're still seeing her? Like, are you going to be locked down? If you bring one girl on the show, like that's... If I were her, I'd be like, we're committed. He's like parading me around to every... Look.
It's still too early to say, honestly. I do like this girl. I really do.
Okay.
And you know what I mean? Well, I don't know. Like, we'll see what happens. Like, I can't ask any girl to do that. And like, listen, that's kind of where my head went was with Raquel back in the day. Like, you know, it was like, oh yeah, you're going to come on the show. We're going to move you out to LA. Like, da-da-da. Like it was all set up. Like,
right.
Yeah.
So. You gave her a drawer...
Yeah, and she was in college before, so I knew, when you come down, like, you'd film a little bit when you're in town, but when you come down, we're living together, like, it's going to be fucking weird together now on Vanderpump. Anyway, So, with this girl, obviously, I don't want to make the same mistakes, yeah? Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot. I'm not, like, you know what I mean? Like, just moving on and not thinking about everything that I've gone through. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a fucking book that's just added so many more chapters. Do you know what I mean? And now it's like I'm writing this next. So, with her, I'm taking my time. You know, she gets to really choose what she wants to do with that whole situation. And then for me, it's like I have to decide as well. Like, shit, like, what do I truly want? Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to just do something for the... of it.
I think you should parade bangers in.
Yeah.
It's been 6 years for you that right. you were in a relationship. And you
But
should...
then also, Lala, what am I going to do? Like going on dates with just like tons of girls? On
yes, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, I know. But like, I don't know.
That sounds so fun.
It sounds fun. Okay. We'll see. That's what I'm saying. I really don't know. But what I do know is that I'm going to be doing me and I'm going to be fucking enjoying myself.
As you should.
Yeah.
As we both should.
Yeah. Truly, because, you know, honestly, after Raquel left, it's like now I don't really have anyone to impress or please except myself.
And me.
No, honestly. No one. Absolutely. I literally told my mother this. Nobody. That's how cutthroat I've gotten to. Like, no one.
I see it in your eyes.
My heart cannot break anymore. Like, everything that I've went through, like, now it's just like I'm past it all. And
yeah.
It's like, no. Like, what do I mean by that? Hold on. What I mean by like my heart can't break anymore is that I am gonna do me to the point of where like I am just, what's the fucking word I'm looking for? I'm just like so like fucking like
liberated.
I don't care what anyone thinks or what anyone wants.
That's 30, James.
Me.
That's 30.
I am doing me. Like I'm a fucking man. I'm living my life. I'm not gonna be 40 and think back to jack shit except what I wanted to do every
right.
single fucking day, not giving a shit what anybody thinks. Like anyone. No one has any control over me anymore. No one can say anything to make me think anything. Right? Because look at me. Look, honestly, look how good I fucking look. I look so good. Go to my fucking Instagram, people, right fucking now, okay? I don't understand why every fucking person on the show has a million followers but me. But like, let's just be real, okay? I'm like by far the sexiest on the show. But out of the guys, come on. Well, who am I competing with? Schwartz? It's like his sexiness is more like fat cute. Do you know what I mean? He's got dad bod vibes. Like, what? We love Schwartz, right? But like, come on, it's a different league. Did you see how good I looked on the reunion, even though I was the saddest person on the planet? My God.
We were both very sad that day.
All right, hold on. Go to my Instagram right now. Look how healthy I look. Look how fucking good I look. Like, I'm all only right, gonna I'm get going to get sexier this year.
All right, I'm going.
And my whole point is, what was my point? Is that like...
Yeah, you look good,
James. Yeah, like, my point is that like, I've gotten me to where I am now, okay?
Right.
I'm not traveling backwards and I'm just going forwards. Like... And that's why I'm going to continue doing me. I've got fucking my dream job, right? I'm traveling.
This is a great picture.
Thank you, darling. Look at the last slide. Bam, 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 bang.
Bam. There
look,
you go.
And it's like, if I've gotten this far, look, I'm blessed. I've got so many blessings in my life. Yes, some things didn't work out, but I know that that was for a fucking reason.
Yes,
God
absolutely.
Did that for a reason to benefit both of the lives that were involved. Okay?
Yes,
I'm not,
yes.
No one won. Everyone won. No one won. Everyone won. Okay? That's how it is.
That's profound.
This is some guru shit that I'm learning. Like, I've actually been listening to this guy. But anyway, look.
I wish I would have captured that entire thing on, like...
My rant that I just did?
Yeah, because it was very inspiring shit. And everyone should feel that way about themselves.
Wow. Yeah. 100%. Everyone should be doing that. Everyone. Fuck what everyone
yes.
thinks, guys.
Everyone should be sitting here saying, why the fuck don't I have millions of followers on Instagram? I'm the hottest person in the fucking world.
Right.
We should all feel that way.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
100%.
Right.
But like, if you don't, then fine. I don't give a shit. Do you know what I mean? Because that's me. That's how I am feeling. Okay? And that's why you're listening to me right now, right? Like that's what, you see what my point is here. Like, if you want to be doing that, go out and do it. But if not, don't give a fuck if I'm doing it, right? Or what I say.
You're full of so much profound shit in this moment.
Yeah, because I just have nothing. I haven't spoken to anyone. And yeah, this is the first time, like, fucking hell. And I would only be talking to you, Lala, honestly.
Well, so, I love you. And
the people that listen to your podcast, I know they actually like, you know, they're legit and they care, I guess. So guys, I hate doing podcasts. I don't do anyone's podcast.
If
anyone calls me to do a podcast, I'm like, no, I'm busy.
No, this is how it went down. I texted James. I said, can you do my podcast? He said, I hate podcasts. I think they're lame. I said, well, when you ask me to post a song of yours, that's how I'm going to respond. That I don't post people's music because I think it's fucking lame. Then he calls me and gives me his fucking British accent. And apologizes and says he'll mm-hmm. do it. And I was like, okay, mm-hmm. that's all I wanted.
Right.
You're the only person that could bully me into like... And then today he was like, can I come Tuesday instead? I was like, I don't...
That was yesterday, but then right. I woke up this morning.
Yes, I was like, I'm
coming today.
Yeah, I don't maneuver. I'm fucking Lala.
I know, and you're so busy, Lala. Like, I know. So
all right.
Thank you for putting up with me.
All right.
I know.
God.
All right.
Motherfucking yeah,
exactly.
Lala.
Exactly.
So... The fact that I was willing to maneuver my schedule around for you, You're welcome. I'm just kidding.
No, it means a lot, Lala. It means a lot. And I think that, you know, we are also the beginning of whatever our next chapter is together as James and Lala. You know, we're going to make some music this year just for us and like...
Let's do that, James.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, let's like have some fun, you and I.
Let's have some fun. James, yeah. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I love you so much, kid.
Thank you, Lala.
There's no one like you. That's for damn sure. You guys, thank you so much for listening to the Give Them Lala podcast. We will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.